right, let's go look at some of these globules again. This is a chemical map. We have an electron microprobe machine that can look at these things, and this is about a millimeter across here. And what we're doing here is looking at the element iron. We're seeing only iron. This is a really nifty machine that allows you to see one element at a time. And the brighter the spot, the more iron there is. So this is the background area of the orthopyroxene. It has a little bit of iron in it. This mineral has no iron. And look at our globules. They have zones in them. And particularly, these outer zones are very bright. That one is bright, dark, bright. The bright ones are loaded with iron. Now, keeping that picture in mind, look at this next one. This is sulfur. We're seeing only sulfur now. And in this picture, clearly the sulfur is in the same area as the iron. So what we're doing is making a map now of where the elements are. Now, iron and sulfur, as we'll see, play a role in this story later on. But so remember how they're concentrated in these bands. Also, there's a little bit inside the globules, and there are a few bright specks out here, particularly in those little baby guys that I'd pointed out earlier. This is simply the element manganese, Mn. It's concentrated in the center.